Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine two nations on a fast-track road to a $200 billion trade partnership, a river dolphin that navigates blind by sound, and a fleet of AI-powered cameras watching over a capital city. These are the headlines that define today's India. First, let us explore the landmark developments in India's international affairs. India and the United Arab Emirates have pledged to double their bilateral trade to a staggering $200 billion by the year 2032. At present, trade stands at roughly $85 billion, so this ambition represents a massive leap. How will they achieve it? A series of concrete deals were announced. A $3 billion long-term liquefied natural gas agreement will see Abu Dhabi National Oil Company Gas, known as ADNOC Gas, supply LNG to Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited for 10 years. In the realm of infrastructure, UAE investors will take part in the Dholera Special Investment Region, the greenfield smart city being built in Gujarat. Defense cooperation deepens as a letter of intent on a strategic defense partnership was signed, covering manufacturing and procurement collaboration. And culturally, a House of India will rise in Abu Dhabi, serving as a hub for people-to-people ties and trade. Remember this number, current bilateral trade in 2,324 was about $84.5 billion. The United Arab Emirates is already India's second-largest export destination and third-largest trading partner, a relationship cemented by the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed in February 2022 and effective from May 2022, India's fastest concluded free trade agreement. Turning to the Middle East, the United States, under the former Trump administration, extended an invitation to around 60 nations, including India, to join a proposed Gaza Peace Board. This body would oversee ceasefire implementation and post-conflict reconstruction in Gaza, with the United States holding the chair and veto powers under a draft charter. Other invitees comprise Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Canada, and Argentina. Think about the strategic weight of India's potential role in such a board. Now, let us move to maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean. From the 17th of January to the 19th, the Trilateral Coast Guard exercise Dosti 17 unfolded in Male, Maldives, bringing together India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. The exercise emphasized maritime security, including visit board search seizure drills and coordinated responses to marine pollution. Dosti, which means friendship in Hindi, began as a bilateral drill between India and the Maldives in 1991, with Sri Lanka joining in 2012, and is held every 2 years. Shifting focus to environment and ecology, Union Minister Bhupender Yadav inaugurated India's second nationwide riverine dolphin survey in Bijnor, Uttar Pradesh. The Wildlife Institute of India leads this effort, which follows the first survey conducted between 2021 and 2023 that counted approximately 6,327 riverine dolphins across the country. The species in question, the Gangetic River dolphin, scientifically named Platanista gangetica, holds the distinction of being India's national aquatic animal since 2009. It is classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and enjoys the highest protection under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. These dolphins inhabit the Ganga, Brahmaputra, Chambal, Ghaghra, Son and Kosi river systems. Remarkably, they are virtually blind and rely entirely on echolocation to navigate. Their presence serves as an indicator of river health, yet they face grave threats from illegal fishing bycatch, dam construction that fragments habitats, sand mining, and water pollution. The new survey aims to update population, distribution and threat data, providing a fresh baseline for conservation action. In parallel, the government has notified detailed rules under the Jan Vishwas Act of 2023 concerning the Environmental Protection Fund. This legislation channels penalties arising from violations of environmental laws into a dedicated fund earmarked for pollution control, ecological restoration, monitoring, research and capacity building. The Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Act 2023 decriminalized 183 provisions across 42 central statutes, converting jail terms for minor offenses into monetary fines. This reduces the compliance burden on businesses and individuals while ensuring that the collected penalties serve environmental remediation. Complementing these measures, the greenhouse gas emission intensity target rules of 2025 were also notified. These amendment rules set sector-specific targets for reducing the intensity of greenhouse gas emissions across industrial sectors. They form a key component of India's carbon credit trading scheme, a domestic carbon market established under the Energy Conservation Act, 2001, as amended in 2022. The scheme allows for the trading of carbon credits on power exchanges, with the Bureau of Energy Efficiency overseeing implementation. Now, let us turn to the economy and development front. The Export Promotion Mission was launched, featuring two schemes, Niryat Disha, which provides a framework for export promotion guidance and facilitation, and Niryat Protsahan, an export credit interest subvention scheme operated through the Reserve Bank of India that reduces borrowing costs for exporters. In West Bengal, the World Bank approved a loan of $286 million for a health system reform program, structured with a 16.5-year tenure and a 3-year grace period, aiming to benefit roughly 90 million residents. In Himachal Pradesh, two new MSME technology centers have been sanctioned at Pandoga and Parvanu, each with a budget of 10 crore rupees, focusing on engineering, plastics and automation sectors. Science and technology also made headlines. India's first open-sea marine fish farming project was inaugurated in the Andaman Sea near Sri Vijayapuram, formerly Port Blair, in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. This collaborative venture involves the Ministry of Earth Sciences, the National Institute of Ocean Technology, and the Union Territory Administration. The project targets marine finfish cultivation and seaweed farming, tapping into India's exclusive economic zone of approximately 2.37 million square kilometers, an enormous, largely untapped resource for mariculture beyond the coastal zone. In the capital, the Delhi government announced the Delhi Safe City Project for 2026, which will see the deployment of 10,000 artificial intelligence-enabled cameras equipped with facial recognition and distress detection capabilities across the city. This initiative integrates with the broader Smart City and Safe City frameworks to enhance urban security. Additionally, the Ministry of Science and Technology, under Dr. Jitendra Singh, declared the installation of 200 automatic weather stations, 50 each in Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai and Pune, bringing the national total to around 1,000 stations. These stations will improve hyperlocal weather forecasting and disaster preparedness. Governance and appointments also featured notable changes. Praveen Vashista, an Indian Police Service officer of the 1991 batch, has been appointed Vigilance Commissioner of the Central Vigilance Commission. He will serve a term of 4 years or until he reaches the age of 65, whichever comes first. The Central Vigilance Commission, established as an independent statutory body by the CVC Act of 2003, oversees vigilance administration across the central government, with the Chief Vigilance Commissioner appointed by the President on the recommendation of a committee comprising the Prime Minister, the Home Minister and the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha. On the railways front, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train on the Howrah-Guwahati route. This sleeper variant bridges the gap between the existing Vande Bharat Charka day trains and conventional overnight sleeper expresses, extending the high-speed, semi-high-speed experience to overnight journeys. Among the persons in the news, we have Praveen Vashista, now Vigilance Commissioner, and Shaya Mohsin Mohammad Al-Jindani, appointed as the new Prime Minister of Yemen, succeeding Salem bin Brake. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement signed in February 2022, the $3 billion LNG deal between ADNOC Gas and HPCL, and the key features of the Gangetic River Dolphin, National Aquatic Animal, Endangered Status, Schedule I Protection, and its reliance on echolocation. Also note Exercise Dosti 17 as a trilateral maritime drill involving India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives, and the Jan Vishwas Act's decriminalization of 183 provisions across 42 laws, shifting penalties to monetary fines. The Vande Bharat sleeper train on the Howrah-Guwahati corridor and the appointment of Praveen Vashista to the CVC are also favorite prelims facts. For the mains, GS2 candidates can discuss the trajectory of India-UAE bilateral relations, the strategic implications of the Gaza Peace Board invitation, and the independence and structure of the Central Vigilance Commission. GS3 aspirants can examine the carbon credit trading scheme, the new GEI target rules for industrial decarbonization, the potential of open sea mariculture within India's extensive exclusive economic zone, the architecture of the Export Promotion Mission, and the World Bank Health Loan as a tool for systemic reform. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Bilateral trade between India and the UAE in 2023-24 stood at about $84.5 billion, with a target of $200 billion by 2032. The CEPA was signed on 18 February 2022 and became effective on 1 May 2022, marking India's fastest concluded free trade agreement. The LNG contract is valued at $3 billion for a 10-year supply. The Gangetic River dolphin population recorded in the 2021-23 survey was roughly 6,327 individuals. The Jan Vishwas Act decriminalized 183 provisions across 42 central statutes. The Environmental Protection Fund will receive the monetary penalties from environmental violations. The carbon credit trading scheme operates under the Energy Conservation Act, 2001, as amended in 2022, with sector-specific GEI targets. The Delhi Safe City project will install 10,000 AI cameras. 200 automatic weather stations have been added, 50 each in Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai and Pune, raising the national total to about 1,000. Two MSME technology centers in Himachal Pradesh have been approved at a cost of 10 crore rupees each. And that brings us to the close of today's comprehensive current affairs briefing. Each of these developments not only shapes India's strategic, environmental and economic landscape but also provides the precise, exam-relevant details you need to master for the UPSC. Keep these facts at hand. Connect them to the wider themes, and you'll be well prepared to answer both factual and analytical questions.